Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cruz Skeens, that is the discussion for the Pirates, the Bucks. Maybe a week ago, this was far more a conversation, but since the Pirates have won four games in a row, now maybe that, not necessarily on the back burner, but not as much on the front burner as it once was perhaps just a few days ago, but still a week out now from the Major League Baseball draft. And it seems like the Pirates are down to one or two players, really, that they're going to be pulling from and picking from, and that is a couple of guys from LSU, Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens. And because of that, we're going to head down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we're joined now by Leah Vann of The Advocate in Baton Rouge. She has covered this LSU baseball team extensively here over the last year. Leah, how are you? How was the national championship game experience? Had to be quite a year for you as a reporter getting to cover just an amazing college baseball team.
Yeah, I mean, it's my second year on the beat, and I got to cover a national championship, so really not a bad situation there, and it's a really fun time. If anybody's ever, like, never been to the College World Series, I highly recommend it. It's the only national championship that does not move locations in collegiate sports, and so it kind of, you know, brings to life this entire community in Omaha, and I had been twice as a fan, but never as a reporter, and it's an absolutely amazing experience, but it's much more exhausting as a reporter because I covered 8 games in 10 days because LSU could not win out of the winner's bracket. They had to go to the elimination bracket and play extra games. But hey, you know, they won.
What is the deal with the Jell-O shots in Omaha? What is that all about? Because I heard that there was some sort of record-breaking Jell-O shot purchase that was made by an LSU fan.
Yeah, there were a couple of record-breaking purchases made by LSU fans. But, yeah, the Jell-O shot competition started a couple years ago, and it was just kind of for fun, but they sold so many Jell-O shots. It's at this little place that's literally right across the street from the ballpark. And so they basically said, we're going to try to sell some Jell-O shots just and have people, like, they can donate to their team and, like, make it a competition. Well, then people were like, oh, it's a competition. Let's go hard. And so, of course, LSU comes to town and hears that Ole Miss had the record from last year with 18,777 shots. And they were like, oh, we can beat that. And so not only did they beat that, but they beat that within the first couple of days. And I think now the record is somewhere at 68,000 shots.
Goodness.
Both the CEO of Haynes, Todd Graves, and like the local private injury lawyer, Gordon McKernan, bought large, mass numbers of shots for people to take. There were former LSU baseball players donating shots, so they made sure they had the record. So there will be a plaque hanging in Rocco's Pizzeria in Omaha that says LSU has the Jell-O shot record.
Now, some might say the national championship was the biggest accomplishment, but I don't know. That that might even top the national championship, all those Jello shots bought and consumed by LSU fans. All right, Leah, we want to know about Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens here in Pittsburgh. Those are the two guys that look like they, in some way, shape, or form, are going to be 1-2 in this Major League Baseball draft in a week. Let's start with Dylan Cruz. There have been some reports thrown out there without really a lot of backing that Cruz could potentially elect to come back to college and not sign with the Pirates if they drafted him first overall. Have you heard anything about that? Is the door at all open for him? I'm sure it is from LSU's standpoint, but does that seem realistic that Dylan Cruz would want to come back to college for another year?
No. I don't think so. I mean, I think his dad will joke about it and be like, I want him to play college ball forever, because his dad loves to party and kind of runs a lot of the tailgates. But no. I'm fairly sure that Dylan Cruz will leave. I think that's the plan. He's kind of taken his last stand in every way possible and said his goodbyes and, you know, celebrated.
What kind of teammate, we know about the player, but what kind of teammate is Dylan Cruz? Like, how is he viewed in that locker room there in Baton Rouge? I mean, how has he interacted with his teammates? He's been there for 3 years. What kind of person is Dylan Cruz away from just pure on-the-field baseball?
Yeah, he was kind of quiet for the first 2 years, and he told me the reason why was he felt like he hadn't earned the right to be a vocal leader, which I thought was interesting because he was still like the best player on the team from the moment he set foot on campus. But anyway, yeah, he kind of became a little bit more vocal this year, but it's still a very quiet, like kind of chill dude. And his teammates love him. They also just kind of see the way he works, and he leads by example for sure. He had kind of this core group of friends on the team that they all kind of came in with the same recruiting class that really had a deep, you know, brotherhood together. And so, but everybody on the team really looks up to Dylan because they all know how talented he is and they want to learn from him. And he's the kind of guy they can learn from simply by just watching how he goes about his business.
How has his game developed as a college player? I mean, he's put up big numbers really since day one, but what has gotten him to, you know, the high-prized recruit to now the high-prized prospect in the Major League Baseball draft? How has his game evolved to this point?
I think just consistency. I mean, he's reached base in 75 straight games dating back to last year. And he really focused on keying in on hitting sliders and some of those off-speed pitches this year and really just improving his plate discipline. You can see that through the on-base percentage, which is number 2 in the nation, .567. He led the nation in runs scored because obviously you have to get on base to score runs. So he had 100 this year, which is, you know, the school record was 95. Mm. So he killed that. But, yeah, I mean, I think that is probably what he had to grow in that way because he knew that pitchers weren't going to make it easy on him. They weren't going to pitch to him. They knew exactly how he was. So, you know, that was something he knew going into the season and had to adjust to. And I think he did a really good job.
This is a guy, and we're talking with Leah Van, who covers LSU baseball down in Baton Rouge. This is a guy who has been driven, and I read a great story that you did on him. He has been driven by some high school failures, I guess you could call it. I mean, he was a really good high school player, but it really didn't work out for him in a draft standpoint the way that he would have liked, correct? Can you give us some insight on what sort of motivated him coming to LSU? And obviously he had to sort of get over those high school failures.
So he was eligible for the draft in 2020, which was a shortened draft. And so there were fewer spots. And I think some scouts were getting a little skeptical about him, just kind of nitpicking every little thing about him. And so he was originally going to be a first-round draft pick, but I think he had a tough summer ball situation and didn't record a hit through a couple of games or tournaments or whatever. And so he kind of dropped to being a second-rounder, and he actually had a conversation with Alex Bregman, who said, look, if you think you're a first-round draft pick, and like I know you are, and Alex had seen him play, He said, then bet on yourself and go to college and prove it and then come back and be more expensive, you know, like, so I think that's pretty much what happened with him was, okay, it's a shortened draft. They don't think I'm a first rounder. They think I'm a second rounder, but I believe I'm a first rounder. So I'm going to go to college and prove that. And I think he certainly has proved that. He's the number one overall prospect.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And obviously the number two overall prospect, and some would argue maybe the number one overall guy, is his teammate in Paul Skeens, Leah. And you got a chance to see Paul pitch throughout the course of this year. He came to LSU from the Air Force Academy. I mean, how did this guy end up at the Air Force Academy? How did a talented player like that end up at the Air Force Academy to begin with? Because you look at the size, you look at the arm. I mean, he looks like a blue chip prospect if there ever was one when you talk about pitchers.
Yeah, so obviously, so another thing about Paul is he was also a catcher. And so I don't even think he saw himself so much as a pitcher initially. He just knew that he could pitch. And out of high school, he had his heart set on going to a service academy. And the process of, you know, getting admitted to a service academy is very extensive, and even as an athlete. And so once you kind of commit to that process, he had taken visits to Navy and Air Force. A lot of other guys will kind of back, a lot of other like recruiting guys will kind of back away because they're like, oh, that's a commitment. That's a special thing. And so he didn't get looked at as much. And then in the other sense, it was also like his senior year was 2020. And so he really only pitched a couple of games. And sure, yeah, they've probably seen him more his junior year and stuff, but he didn't pitch that much going into his senior year. And so he gets to Air Force Academy, and he's obviously way too tall for flying the planes that he kind of set out to fly. And I think the only ones he could fly were like those really, really gigantic big ones. I don't remember what they're called. I'm not an Air Force expert. Forgive me. But he went to Air Force, and he was mostly a catcher. And then he kind of was a two-way player, but he was a closer. And then he began to start his second year there. And so after that, you know, when you're pitching in Colorado in high altitude, you don't get the amount of spin that you would at sea level. The ball doesn't spin as well. It's not as consistent. And so the potential was kind of there. People could see the velocity. But he was still a little bit rough or rough around the edges. And so what he needed to do was decide, okay, is he going to commit to, you know, being in the Air Force, or is he going to try to become a professional baseball player? And so he ultimately made that decision, which was a lot harder than people would know or would believe, because Paul has a deep love for service academies. Yeah. And he really wanted to serve like his uncle. His uncle's in the Coast Guard. And so, yeah, he left the Air Force Academy, and still it was kind of like, all right, this is a really big prospect, but he needs to work on some of his secondary pitches. And so coming to LSU, where he had Wes Johnson, and all this technology at his disposal. And on top of that, he's not doing the normal military training in the mornings. He's just focusing on pitching. They decided not to make him a two-way player so he could really just focus on his mechanics and, you know, keep his health right. That's what allowed him to really become Paul Skeens.
Is he a military guy from a personality standpoint?
Yeah. And I think there's like a noticeable difference in the way that he carries himself between that and like normal baseball players. He's very thorough with his answers when you ask him questions as a media member, but also he only answers good questions and he's very like precise with his words. And so he's very intelligent in that sense. He'll describe to you like how his slider works and like how he switched from gyro to a sweeping slider. But also just, he has a commanding presence and, you know, something, he really altered the locker room culture at LSU because people saw the way he went about his business and they said, oh, I need to be like that. But he's also kind of a goofy guy. He grew out a mustache and he grew out a mullet like towards the end of the season. And so a little bit of LSU kind of rubbed off on him too. But yeah, I would say he's got like a deep voice. He's very, you know, he's very routine about what he does on his starting days. But he's also a really kind of a fun guy to have in the locker room.
Are there any concerns that sort of popped up at any point about durability? I mean, I look back, this guy threw 120 pitches three or more times, you know, throughout the course of the season. He threw 100 pitches very, very often. Obviously, there's always the concern with top-end pitching prospects about Tommy John surgery, things like that, arm issues. Have there been any issues like that that have popped up for him throughout the course of his time in LSU?
No, I think they've just been very careful with him because when you have somebody of that caliber, you don't want to risk overusing him and showing future prospects and future guys who might want to come pitch at LSU that you used him too much, right? And that was part of the reason why he did not throw in the championship series against Florida. They said, okay, we might use you if the last game is very close because you would be on 3 days of rest after throwing 120 pitches, which was after 4 days of rest, right? Mm-hmm. And so he really wanted to go in the game, but they ultimately said, you know, listen, Paul, like, we don't need you. LSU is leading 18-4. Why would we throw you? You know, it's just kind of like, okay, yeah, it could be fun, like a show, last curtain call, but at what cost? And so I think there hasn't been any concern. I think it's more so been a cautious management standpoint. I mean, he didn't throw a complete game until regionals. And so, you know, I mean, I don't think there's any concern. He is a big guy. He's like six, they say it's 6'6". I don't know. He's probably 6'7". And he's very built. So I feel like he has a very durable body. I think, you know, the lower arm slot is always a little bit of a concern, but so far, he really hasn't had any injury issues at LSU.
Leah, great insight. Really good to have you on and talk about, you know, Cruz and Skeens and Jello shots and all the above. Really appreciate your time. Great to talk to you and appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That is Leah Van. You can follow her on Twitter, LVan. That's Van with two N's. _sports. Leah Van is our guest here on Bucko Talk.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.